Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann. Please enjoy.
Now here is a person going to Kingdom Hall told me that they were a Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. And on that particular day, somebody came to her house.
Amen.
Jesus wants to come to people's houses.
Amen.
People are weary and loaded down.
Yes.
People are weary and loaded down with the cares of life, the burdens of life.
Yes.
And some of them do not have any hope. And you have a message of hope.
Amen.
You have a message of hope for the whole world.
Amen.
And it's really all love.
Amen.
And all they have to do is step out in faith.
Yes.
And miss what's going to happen next time. It's not going to be water.
Yes.
Next time. That's right. Yeah. And so that's what we came to. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And religious people, they don't want you to cry out. They don't want you to cry out. In fact, in this day and time, they've already stopped the chaplains down at the Mecklenburg County Jail from using the name of Jesus. And it could get worse. So be ready. Because it is going to get worse according to Scripture. It is. So hope. Clinging to hope. Clinging to hope. Viktor Frankl became a world-renowned psychiatrist because he didn't lie down and die. He had something else holding on to him. The others lied down and died because they had no hope. They had descended into despair. Now, I know a man one time that was going to commit suicide. He had done everything under the sun. Everything apart from God under the sun. And this man had lost his position in the secular world, and he was a top man. Top. Picture in the paper. Athlete. Pictures in the Observer. Pictures in magazines. And he was a drunkard. He was a drug addict. He was a womanizer. He had lost his family, lost his job, became a drunk, couldn't talk for 3 months, was in a straitjacket, and he called out one day and didn't know God, but he had his pills and his booze ready to take because he knew the Valium and the Percodan and the booze would kill him. No hope. But he shot for one more shot. He said, before he did it, he said, God, if you're a God and you put that sun, that moon, those stars up there, would you show up? Would you show up? Nothing but 17 cents in his pocket. Now, a man 15 miles away had asked God, said, let me be a soul winner. Let me be one that seeks and saves that which is lost. Got up from bed, his bed 15 miles away from this man's location, and drove all the way to this man's location and didn't even know where he was at in the city of Charlotte, and found him and walked in, and his face was just like a light bulb, and he came in and he zeroed in on this man who was going to commit suicide, and he led him to Jesus Christ, and that man was me.
Amen.
Now, hope, a little hope. A little hope. Would you give me some hope? Whoa! Give me hope. A little faith. Salvation.
Amen.
And that, and let, you have to be ready, always be ready to give an answer to those who ask a reason for the hope that is within you. Well, God loves us.
Yes, he does.
And he wants us, people are clinging for hope. And they're saying, what's the answer? Especially in today's world. What's the answer? What's the answer to their life's problems and trials and tribulations? Well, we have the answer, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he is the only way. He's the truth, and he's the life. And no man, woman, boy, or girl can come to the Father except through him.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.